Thank you for calling customer service. My name is May. How may I help you?
Yes, I've been trying to cancel my, I ordered a binocular, and I wanted to cancel the phone clip. I never wanted it to begin with, and I don't understand why they put it on my order.
Yes, sir. Did you just place this order?
Saturday, I think.
Okay. Can I have your zip code to pull up an account for you?
Yep, 37764.
And can I have that first and last name?
Dominic Sipcar.
Yes, sir. And for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address?
922 Eagle View Drive, Kodak, Tennessee, 37764.
Yes, sir. And you want to cancel the phone clip?
Yep.
Okay, just give me a moment and let me look over your account.
All righty.
Yes, sir. I'm unable to cancel the phone clip since it's already been shipped out.
I canceled it a second after it went through, so I don't understand why. I didn't want it. I never wanted it. I don't know why it was even on there.
They're sold together when it's promoted.
Yeah, but I only wanted the binocular. I didn't want the phone clip. I shouldn't have to pay for something I didn't want.
Yes, sir. It's because the way it was promoted. When you saw the ad for it, it was promoted with the product in the phone clip. That's why it was sold together.
No, it
but
wasn't.
Since it's already been shipped out, there's no way I can cancel it.
It was not promoted together. It was separate. I can go in there right now, and it's not together. It is not together. It's something that had to be purchased. Separate with the order, it says you can buy this and have it shipped for free with your order. And I said no. For some reason, it was combined with my order, and I don't want it. I expect to be credited for it because I don't want it. I never wanted it to begin with.
Yes, sir. Give me a moment. Let me speak to my supervisor.
Okay.
Yes, sir. What I can do for you, since this product was already shipped out, is I can offer you a 10% refund on it.
10% refund?
Refund.
And the whole order?
For the phone clip, sir.
That's like a dollar or something. That's unacceptable. I guess I'll just have to call PayPal and let them know, because that's not acceptable to me. A dollar or something for something I didn't want?
No, 10% back, sir, for the ten ninety nine you were charged.
Right. 10% of $10.99 is a dollar, what, dollar something.
No, sir.
It's not much. What'd you say? Hello?
Yes, sir. I can do 25%.
Okay,
but your product has a... Yes, sir. It's $2.75 because the product has already been shipped out.
Yeah, but I never wanted it. I don't understand. Okay, whatever you got to do. I mean, I guess I'll call PayPal.
Okay,
I did
sir,
it through PayPal.
What I can
so.
Do is I can issue you an RMA number if you want to send the product back, but you have to send the product back first before we can issue you a refund for it. And it'll be minus a 10% restocking fee.
I didn't want the damn thing to begin with. This is ridiculous. I'm going on the freaking internet right now, and I'm going to complain on for this company. I didn't order the damn part. Why should I have to pay to ship it back and a 10% restocking fee? It's your fault, your internet's fault, why it ordered. I didn't order it.
Yes, sir, I understand. But for us to issue you a refund, you have to send it back first, and I'll give you an RMA number, and then it's a 10% restocking fee.
I'm going to ship the whole damn thing back. I swear to God, I'm calling PayPal right now. This is unacceptable.